you can probably guess, I'm not going to preach on that Old Testament lesson. That's a little beyond me. My first month in college up at the W, we were blessed in that we had a famous singer, a person very famous at the time, coming to give a concert at our college. And his name is Jim Croce. And you probably don't remember him, but he's a big deal. 1973, he was a big deal. And we were on our way to the event, which was general admission. So we had tickets, but we didn't have assigned seats. And we really were anxious to hear this famous guy in person. We were on our way hurrying over there, and two guys stopped us and asked us where they could get some supper quickly. And we pointed them out, kind of got impatient with them, and sent them off and hurried in to get the best seats right in the front row. When the musicians came on stage, one of the men we had just met was Jim Croce. We had been so focused on the big event and on seeing this famous person that we failed to see how gifted and how blessed we were to meet him in person. And later we had this regret. I was thinking, I just met him. I could have talked to him, but I was in a hurry and sent him off on his way. I think we do that a lot. We hurry on our way to do something that we think is important or that makes us look good or that gives us some kind of maybe status in our own mind or in the minds of others. So we hurry on to do those things and we miss the opportunity to simply be with people. I think we miss the opportunity to be with Jesus every day. But we turn away because we're too anxious to win the appearances game and to show we've gotten the best seat in the house. We lose the chance to encounter divinity when we insist that divinity fit into our preconceived notions of what is acceptable, into our preconceived notions that we want to be in this place to see this person. We miss the other opportunities to be with people and to be with God. The gospel today shows us two ways of seeking God. And they are starkly contrasted in this story. In the story, the host sees this woman come in who is, he just sees her as just a sinner. He sees himself as enviable, the one who has the status to invite Jesus into his home. Ironically, his anxiety to claim Jesus as his own distances him from Jesus. Wanting to claim insider status kept him from actually having it. It was as if he was hurrying to get the best seat to see someone and then being told, but you just met him. I'm sad to say that our culture, and I certainly include myself in that, our culture overvalues appearances. Theologian G.K. Chesterton said, it puts what one notices above what one knows. We overvalue the way things look. In this story, there's a contrast between the wise disciple, the woman, and the misguided groupie, the man who just wanted to claim status. One was effective and deep in her encounter with Jesus, and the other had an encounter that was less powerful and more superficial. Simon, the host, was concerned with his status, his ability to host Jesus in his home. And then we have that woman. That woman would have been excluded given the social constraints of the time. And she turns out to be the one person who spent time directly and intimately with Jesus. This story may sound vaguely familiar to you. If you're familiar with the story of Mary and Martha, it is the story of one disciple focused on the immediate presence of Jesus, while the other is in the background doing all the right things, hoping to be noticed and given special status. Valuing appearances over authenticity can cause us to forfeit times of depth and intimacy with other people and especially with God. If we really want to be with Jesus, we should let go of the need to impress and to look good and look at the least of these. People like that woman. Not public figures who make us crazy and we'd love to think of as the least of these, but the everyday people we actually encounter in our regular life. People we don't even notice, but in whom we could see something of God if we would take the time. We have the chance constantly to encounter God in other people. So why is it so rare, this encounter with Jesus, if it is so often available to us? Turns out that the person you thought was who was not worthy to be in Jesus' presence is the very person in whom you could best see his presence. We see God when we meet with and talk with and interact with people who need to know that they are loved, people who need to love others. Why dismiss those encounters? Why be indifferent to them? Another reason I think that we are very careful in our ways around God is that the truly holy disquiets us, as this woman disquiets the party host, because the holy cannot be domesticated. We prefer to think of Jesus as safely contained in a polite dinner party, or in our case, in a small wafer or a sip of wine. After all, we can't have just anything happening in here. We can't have just anyone coming in. Not that woman. We worry about how things look. We become anxious and defensive and nervous when the encounter with the holy becomes messy and embarrassing. Here was this woman. She cried in front of him, showed weakness and emotion. It's unthinkable. She dried his feet with her hair. That's embarrassing. What can you expect, though, from someone like that, someone who pushes into polite company and insists on being with Jesus? But it makes me wonder if I should be much, much more like that woman. Too often, I want only to live within the boundaries of nicety and religion instead of venturing into the messy fringes where that woman and other very real persons of God live. I think we prefer much of the time to be known simply as someone who has the status and the wherewithal to host Jesus. We don't want to be that woman. We don't want to risk shame and rejection and offer tears in humility and faithfulness. But it makes me ask, what kind of people could we be if we didn't care what others thought about us? How could our lives grow calmer and deeper and more sacred if we valued depth over appearances? If we worried less about what others said about us, as that woman did, and took our chances to be close to Jesus? What if we spurned the prime seats in the house and chose instead to talk with Jesus in person, to talk with him, to serve him, to cry with him? This woman with Jesus knew her mistakes, but she didn't let the shame of those mistakes keep her from being with Jesus. The host worried about appearances, about showing others how close he was to Jesus, and he missed the opportunity to really spend time with him. Here at St. Peter's and in my own spiritual life, I want us to risk the nervous looks, the talk which others see as embarrassing or inappropriate in polite company. I want us to let ourselves be close to Jesus and to be changed by the encounter. If we find a way to approach Jesus aware of our mistakes, but approaching nonetheless, we find forgiveness and new life, no matter what anyone else says about us. That woman's faith and courage inspire me to seek Jesus, even if others think my way of doing it is embarrassing. I don't want to be embarrassed. I don't want to be unseemly. But I'd rather fit all of those descriptions than to miss a chance to be with Jesus. What could our lives be if we stopped worrying about appearances and started doing exactly what God calls us to do? We've met the man we seek. What kind of people could we be if we lived the life he taught without a thought of how things looked? What kind of people could we be?